Good morning, everyone. For the agenda today, we have Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway on our flagship station, WNYC Radio. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, John.
Also, Marcus Mabry, editor-at-large of the International Herald Tribune, which is the international edition of our partner, The New York Times, from the BBC's Paris studios. Marcus, good morning.
Good morning.
So, Marcus, this week is going to be all about what, in your view?
Well, my word of the week is échauffement, in honor of being here in Paris, and that refers not just to the weather here in France and in England and across much of Europe, where it feels like spring or summer and has for the last week, but also refers to a heating up of stories that are happening across the Arab arc from North Africa through the Levant down to the Gulf states.
Including the two hotspots we've been talking about this morning, Yemen and Syria. We'll talk about
That's
those
right.
in just a moment. Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway. This week is going to be all about what to you?
It's a little bit of live from the Fed. It's Ben Bernanke. This week he is giving the first ever press conference after the Federal Reserve makes a decision about interest rates and monetary policy. And this is really unprecedented. It's a step towards transparency. But to have a Federal Reserve chairman come out and really take questions from the media, quite an unusual step.
Now, what's your best guess here? Is this Bernanke's personal style? He was a professor at one point. Is this him stepping into a political void where the Congress and the president are sort of stymied in this sort of electoral cycle now, thinking about economic policy? Does he have an opportunity here to take the leadership role on economic policy?
I'd say the Fed, in some aspects, has been taking a pretty strong leadership role since really the beginning of the financial crisis. Although some would argue that they wish they had taken a more aggressive role earlier on, but I think this goes back to that. This goes to after months and the past couple of years of really being attacked by those who are critical of the Federal Reserve's actions, questions about what it actually does. Representative Paul talking about wanting to abolish the Federal Reserve. I mean, this really is about more transparency, trying to be more open about what they're doing, the decisions they're making. And we've seen this slow evolution towards this point now where the Federal Reserve is giving a press conference.
All right. So there's going to be some sort of information mission here in the Bernanke meeting. We're going to talk in a moment
mission.
About some of the very negative stats that he might be hit with on Wednesday. Marcus Mabry, let's go to your partner or your colleagues over at the New York Times who have this big story about Wither Guantanamo, who has 700 WikiLeaks classified, formerly classified documents or still classified documents, describing really an almost laissez-faire approach to who's detained, who's released. What do you think the administration is going to have to do to deal with this reporting? And do they just ignore it?
Well, I think they're going to feel a lot of heat this week. And I think no matter what side you're on, the administration doesn't win here. If you're amongst the sides, many supporters of the administration themselves who felt that they believe the president when he said Guantanamo was going to be shut down, then they're going to look at this evidence and say, look, this shows that we don't really know who these people are. We can't distinguish between who's an actual threat and has been in detention for 6 years and who's not an actual threat, who actually released and then they go off to do bad things. And we have kind of chapter and verse on people who fall into both of those categories.
Meanwhile, Marcus, I mean, the 400 Taliban in Kandahar just walk out through a tunnel?
This was a shocking story. The Taliban has taken great they actually had a tunnel that went underneath the highway from Kabul, underneath the Kabul to Kandahar highway. This is the biggest prison in southern Afghanistan. And the Taliban is taking great credit from the fact that they dug this tunnel out. And we're not sure exactly how long it was at this point, but it took a long time to dig the tunnel out of the largest prison in the region. And then hundreds of their Taliban supporters and some of their leaders just walked out. What the Taliban are telling us this morning is that this is going to lead to a much greater pressure as they get their men and their leaders back on the front lines against the lion's troops.
Maybe we should look for tunnels under Gitmo, but that's neither here nor there. Marcus Mabry, what is the degree of difficulty of Syria and Yemen now that we've moved on from Tahrir Square in Cairo?
Really difficult. I mean, this the Egyptian revolution, the Tunisian revolution, were it's kind of made for TV revolutions. Over in half an hour, at least the historical equivalent therein. What we've seen this time, though, is, and we're going to see this in Libya, we're going to see it in Syria. These are potentially very long, drawn out, and increasingly bloody. In the last days, it's reached unprecedented bloodshed in Syria,
right.
And we have more reports now. We're getting lots of reports from inside there where reporters are restricted or cut off, but we have have some good eyewitness accounts inside that in Syria, you know, we expect this week to be probably even more bloody. This is after President Assad came out and said that they were repealing the emergency law of repression that's been in place for decades there. So clearly, he's speaking out of both sides of his mouth, and what the activists and protesters are telling us there is that they expect more people to die this week.
Right. Marcus Mabry, our partner at the International Herald Tribune, which is the international edition of the New York Times in the BBC Paris studios. I want to save time to talk about this business in London coming up at the end of the week. But Charlie Herman, Ben Bernanke on Wednesday is going to be asked about rising fuel prices, asked about new lows for consumer confidence, about indications among certain people in the housing industry that there's no sign of recoveries. What's he going
to
say?
Those are some of the tough questions to face. I mean, in some aspects, what we are seeing is that what the Federal Reserve has done with its policy of buying Treasury bills, there are some reports we saw in the New York Times yesterday, for example, that a lot of economists think it wasn't that effective in terms of really boosting the economy going forward.
Kept interest rates down. That's
kept
about
interest
it.
Rates down, but didn't necessarily lead to a huge surge in job hiring or stabilization of the housing market. So as a result, he really is facing this shows the limits of monetary policy and shows the need for Congress and the White House to perhaps come together a bit more to really get some policies to help the economy going forward. We'll get figures later this week, which by all indications are to show a big drop in economic growth.
So look, possibly for Bernanke to say in a decorous way, those guys need to get their act together on fiscal policy. I've got the monetary thing under control here.
Exactly.
Right. Charlie and Marcus, I presume, Marcus, you're going to go to the royal wedding at the end of the week. Am I wrong on that?
You're so wrong. Like many Brits, I will actually be out of the UK at the end of the week. Many Frenchmen seem to be going that way, but many Brits seem to be going out. I'll be back in the good old US of A, John.
All right. So this is likely to be one of the highest rated broadcasts, certainly of a non-sporting event. Do we make anything of the Brits finding a positive moment to showcase the royal family to the world?
I think it's just that. I think whatever kind of grizzled old news man or woman you may happen to be, despite what you think about all the coverage we've given it, you know, in line and column inches and in video minutes, the fact is it is a piece of good news, a piece of happy news that I think the world is going to actually rejoice in having after all the bad news we've had of
Marcus Mabry, editor at large of the International Herald Tribune, the partner of our partner of the New York Times. Charlie Herman, any sign of a royal wedding stimulus? No. No, Charlie Herman, economics editor for The Takeaway on our flagship station, WNYC. There's your agenda.